It's hard to tell right now if the people in Alabama who continue to support Roy Moore despite what they're hearing are influenced politically because they just want somebody from the far right or what. But what can you tell us about the idea of sex and dating with young girls, grown men and young girls?
Well, we know that certainly marriage as a minor is more common in southern and rural states than it is anywhere else in the country. So there may be some in Alabama who see this as outside of the norm but not particularly noteworthy. The question, of course, of dating and sex with older men and young girls not leading to marriage is another matter. And there it's difficult to know, as you say, whether or not those in Alabama are simply interested in electing more or whether they actually countenance this. So there is evidence among some fundamentalists and evangelical groups that that girls who are involved sexually with older men with the possibility of it leading toward marriage are countenanced by their communities because of the possibility of them marrying these men who have a certain amount of power and are looked on favorably in their communities.
And is this unique to evangelical conservatives?
No. Well, certainly not the marriage of minors. That happens everywhere in the United States. In the last 15 years, more than 200,000 girls below the age of 18 were married. So it's not a uniquely evangelical sort of phenomenon, but it does happen more often in rural areas and particularly southern states in the United States. Generally, these are places where girls have fewer opportunities, where there are higher rates of poverty in rural areas, and where marriage seems like a better option than the other options with which a girl might be presented.
And I know in communities all over the country, there girls who get pregnant underage, unmarried underage, are often impregnated by adult men.
That is correct, yes. And many state laws, of course, every state varies state to state what the laws are in regard to marriage, but many of them, there are exceptions written into the laws where if a girl is pregnant, she can obtain judicial consent. So they've been enacted specifically for that sort of eventuality that a girl might want to get married precisely so that the baby can be legitimated through marriage, or with the supposition that a married parents are going to be more effective than unmarried, even if most evidence doesn't actually indicate that that is true.
And of course, in any community, I would think that at any age, forcing sex on someone, that involves a crime.